You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This week, Art in Soul is about the culinary arts. I'm Lisa Berry, and this is a challenging time due to the pandemic, but it hasn't stopped one local chef from serving great food and now moving into a permanent location. We're joined now on 89.1 WEMU by Jordan Balduff. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Your latest venture is known as Side Biscuit. What a great name.
Thank you. I'm glad you enjoy.
And I first heard about you on Instagram, and you were kind of doing like pop-ups. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So basically, when the pandemic started, I parted ways with the place I was the chef at and wanted to continue making food for the community and started selling chicken wings and biscuits out of my driveway. And it was all Instagram pre-ordered. We would sell about like 150 orders in 15 minutes. It was pretty fun. So we did about a 12-week run doing different chicken wings and biscuits every week. People would just come into my driveway, circle through, take their orders to go safely, and it's been able to launch full speed into a brick and mortar.
I've only seen pictures. I haven't tasted it. But tell us about the different kind of wings and biscuits that you make.
Just a little bit about me, I guess. Born and raised in Buffalo, New York. So chicken wings are something I grew up, probably one of the first foods I was able to eat once I got teeth. If I didn't know how to make good wings, I don't think they'd let me come back home. I'm doing all sorts of fun twists on wings. So a lot of my passion cuisine-wise is Southeastern Asian cuisine. My stepmom's Chinese. I grew up eating all sorts of interesting, fun flavors and working at different restaurants that kind of gravitated towards that. So there's definitely an Asian twist on a lot of my wing sauces and biscuits.
And what kind of biscuits are you making?
So the goal is to do a different biscuit every week. We're going to keep it fun and interesting. The signature that I kind of have going right now is like a nice black sesame biscuit with the togarashi butter. But we're going to do all sorts of different condiments and sides for the biscuits and different pickles and kimchis and sorts. But yeah, different biscuits every week, and we're going to rotate a bunch of different wing sauces too. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Can I ask where you were before you started doing this, where you were working?
Sure, yeah. I was the executive chef at Holmes Brewery in Ann Arbor, and now I'm embarking on my own venture. This will be my first time being a chef owner. It's pretty exciting.
So here we are in the middle of a pandemic, and you're going to open your own restaurant.
Yeah, it sounds pretty silly, but I think the space that I chose and the model that I'm working with is going to be one of the only safer bets in terms of a new space during the crazy time. So we're going to be pretty much exclusively carry out. We have a small little corner space on 1232 Packard Ave. So right in the corner of the old vacuum shop there. It used to be Posai, which is like a little poke and acai bowl spot. So I'm taking over that corner, and we're going to do a bunch of carry out wings and biscuits and probably roll into some delivery. And we're also thinking about doing a retail beer and wine and doing some can releases, and we're going to call it like a drop shop.
Would you be making your own beer?
We will not be making our own beer, but we will be featuring a lot of friends' breweries and things of that sort for limited release stuff that you can't really get on this side of the state. Yeah, it's exciting.
So when you open your retail restaurant in Ann Arbor, will you still call it Side Biscuit?
Yeah, so we're going to go ahead with that name. And the concept that started on the driveway, it will be called Side Biscuit, yep.
And when do you think you'll be opening?
We are just in the process of finalizing all of the licensing and health department paperwork and things of that sort. So I'm hoping within the next month or two. It's a pretty turnkey operation. Got to get a couple pieces of equipment moved in there. We're doing a fresh paint job. Hoping to have a local artist do a mural on the outside. I'm hoping in the next month or so.
Do you have a partner on all this?
I do. My friend Sarah Demarest and I are partnering up. She actually just took over Cultivate as well. So you'll be seeing a little bit of my presence overlapping over there as well in terms of pop-ups. And I might be, you know, helping them reboot their food program that they took a break on during the pandemic. So a lot of beer, coffee, and food overlap between the two businesses.
You're referring to Cultivate in Ypsilanti, a pretty popular spot.
Yes.
How many years would you say you've been a chef?
So I've been making food since I was 14, I guess, in a restaurant. So 17 years or so. one of my first jobs was at my godmother's pizzeria back home in Buffalo, New York. And we're full circle. Now I'm back to making wings again. So that's where I started, and now I'm back there. But I've bounced around all over. I've been cooking in Ann Arbor for a little over 10 years now. I'm a product of the Zingerman's community of businesses. I started at the deli, and then I was the employee meal chef at Mail Order. I was a breakfast chef at the Roadhouse for a little while. And then I think you've actually had her on before, but Jihei, sure. I used to help her with the Sans Street back at the food carts, and now she's got the great Miss Kim's as well.
Yes.
Yeah, I've bounced around a while. And then actually the chicken wing claim to fame really came from when I was the sole chef at 327 Braun Court in Carytown. Owner Eric Farrell, who's also from upstate New York, him and I had this New York connection, and MLive did a little piece on my chicken wings. I got number one in Ann Arbor and number two in the state, so that kind of fueled the fire to kind of scale this concept.
And this is why we do Art and Soul, the culinary arts, because there's really just a whole community of chefs and restaurant owners and even farmers and food providers. You all kind of work together.
Yeah, it definitely, it's a great sense of community, and that's actually a big part of what I kind of want to do with this space, is collaborate with different vendors and upcoming businesses and farmers and things of that sort, and continue to tie the community together. For the last few events that we did in the driveway, I put on a couple of my friends who are chefs or up and coming, and did some fun collaborations. I did one with Ricewood, a friend of mine, Kevin from Detroit, we did a collaboration as well. And then there's a gentleman by the name of John Moores who's starting a taqueria and sauce company called Lucha Puerco. And I actually have an event with him this Saturday in Ypsilanti. So there's this really awesome underground network of pop-ups and things of this sort that have kind of been birthed during COVID and quarantine. A lot of people are touching into different, you know, hobbies and passions that they didn't really have time to address. So you can get everything from hot sauce to dumplings to pasta kits and things of that sort. This is a really fun, exciting community blossoming through all this craziness.
So the pandemic has actually had a positive experience on your career.
I'm trying to look at it that way.
Yeah, right. I mean, sometimes you got to dig deep.
Yeah, it's a scary time for restaurants.
Yeah,
there's a lot of uncertainty, and the statistics are crazy with what types of places are going to be able to survive. But I'm trying to navigate, predict what the future is going to look like, and make some safe investments and try to run with my brand and see if I can continue feeding the community.
Well, best of luck to you. It's called Side Biscuit, opening soon in Ann Arbor. We've been talking to chef and owner Jordan Balduff here on Art and Soul on 89.1 WEMU. Good luck. Let me know when it opens for sure, okay, so we can tell listeners.
Sounds good. I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me on.